My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on April, in the year 1912, the Titanic, believed to be unsinkable, struck an iceberg and sank, taking 1,500 lives. Now, if you have been there when the Titanic was sinking, would you have spent time rearranging the deck chairs? Can you imagine yourself ignoring the cries of people and not helping with the lifeboats at a time like this? My dear brothers and sisters, this is Jesus' point in today's gospel. He says of the coming of the Son of Man, be careful not to let yourself become occupied with too much feasting. Be on watch and pray always that you will have the strength to go safely through all those things. Jesus' glorious coming as the Son of Man recalls the vision of Daniel in the first reading. When Daniel says, I saw the coming with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man. And this figure stands for Israel, the people of God taken collectively. Just as the vision of the Son of Man in Samuel was meant to give encouragement to Israel under persecution, the apocalyptic discourse of Jesus is meant for Christians bearing the brunt of the persecutions. It is also an invitation for Christians to live in the hope amidst the trials and uncertainties of life. Jesus sees himself and is seen by the church as the new Israel. The paradox of the suffering of the Son of Man reflects the mystery of Jesus himself, who is glorified through his passion and death. Now, the question for us today is, how watchful and prayerful are we as we await the end of time, be our own death or the second coming of the Son of Man? Listen again to the most remarkable words of Jesus in the gospel. Be careful not to let yourselves become occupied with too much feasting. Be on watch and pray always that you will have strength and go safely through all those things. Amen.